We've got mail. A modest adjustment. I always look forward to receiving the new era and the enzyme every month. Lately, I have not been as modest as I should be. I came across an instant messages story on modesty May 2004. Then I read a quote from President Hinckley on the back cover of the Ensign, May 2004. He stated, "A solemn obligation rests on us. We must live as true followers of the Christ, teaching by example the ways of the Lord. It hit me that I should be a better example to my friends by dressing modestly, because I want to learn to love the church as much as I do. I am thankful for the New Era and other church magazines for their help and guidance when I need it most. Haley White, Naperville, 2nd Ward, Joliet, Illinois, Stake." We stand on faith. In the June 2004 New Era, I saw a picture of a young man who was handicapped. His name is Casey McAllister. He knows that he is a child of God. My sister is also handicapped and can't walk. Thank you for writing that story, Standing on Faith. It helps me. Ho Yan Ellison, Rivanna Ward, Waynesboro, Virginia Stake. A natural selection of readers' responses. I found the article about evolution and the teen who bore her testimony really good. My biology class has been discussing that topic recently. My teacher says it is a controversial issue and that the evidence is beginning to point more towards creation by intelligent design. I also believe this. He was planning on having a debate on creation versus evolution. I was supposed to be pro-evolution. Knowing, though, the truth of the gospel and being completely against evolution, I was having a hard time finding any worthwhile argument against the very thing I believe in. I hope that more people will come to believe and understand this issue and be able to show that life is created by intelligent design. End of the section. We've got mail.